So I guess I will press record. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for those of you who have been listening with me since I started this podcast around 2017, 2018. Thank you. I want to welcome you to my next episode. I don't really have a title, but it definitely is about my story, where God is with me, and based out of that, feeling compelled to share with you my story, because it will land in your heart and where you are. That's really, you know, how I help people, sharing my journey, sharing my story, and how it resonates and speaks to you, and allowing it to fall where it may. I have had an amazing shift that has happened within me, and it started. The next shift started a few months ago, and it all was related to obeying the voice of God and something that I felt under my spirit that it was time. As I mentioned before in a previous podcast, without going into detail, it was time for me to end a particular regimen that I had been doing for, I would say, the most of my journey of awakening. It actually started in the very beginning of my awakening. I would do this particular regimen, and it was a huge help, and in me losing weight, it was a huge help in me keeping my mind strong and my body strong and my spirit strong. It was a huge support for me, really, because to feel sustained, to feel supported. It was what I believe that I felt that I needed during that journey, during that time. And I felt the shift happened. I felt the shift happening. I would say 2 years leading up to me actually ending that regimen. I'm very sensitive to the spirit. I'm very sensitive, period. But I'm very sensitive to energy and sensitive to the spirit. And I was feeling that, I would say, about 2 years ago, just kind of feeling it circulating around me. And I didn't, you know, act up on it just yet. And then the following year it happened, and I was, you know, still doing the similar regimen. And, then it happened the following year. Holy Spirit said that your chapter is done with that. And I felt it in every fiber of my being. And so I recognized and ending that chapter, ending that regimen, that I no longer needed that as a crutch. And let me back up. It wasn't a crutch during that time that I needed what I felt that I needed. It was something that I believe was a support, like I mentioned. But when I felt that, if I'm not listening and obeying the spirit, it will become a crutch and it will become my God. And that was not the purpose of this whole calling. That was not the reason why God had awakened me, for me to believe that I could not trust God and I had to trust God with me. and allow that to unfold. And one of the things that God told me to end was that particular regimen that I was doing. And I was like, I felt it ending in my spirit. I felt it ending in my spirit. I felt that I felt that I had outgrew what I needed to learn, what I needed in that chapter. And it was time for me to let that regimen go. Time for me to let that regimen go, because I had outgrew it and I obeyed it. And when I let that go, I wanted to mention that again, because somebody needs to hear that. When you don't obey the voice of God, let's say if you need a particular regimen, or you need something in your life or someone in your life, and during that season, and when you know in your spirit, when you feel the shift happening, and you're afraid to let that go and trust the voice of God, that becomes your crutch and no longer becomes the thing that God has given you during the season that you needed it, or whatever God wanted to show you in that chapter, whatever the lesson, whatever needed to sprout up within you during that time was needed for that time. And if you don't understand the season that you're in and understand the time that you're in and discern that shifting, that windmill happening, you will allow your fear, or allow the thing, the external thing or the external person, to become or maybe a group of people or community that God is telling you to come out of, or a job that God is telling you to come out of, or your level of thinking, your old way of thinking that God is telling you to come out of. And you may not think that it's a big thing if you don't sense the voice of God telling you no more. If you don't sense the voice of God, what God is telling you to do in that particular chapter, and if you don't adhere to that, hear me good, it can and will become a crutch, because it's no longer needed for your next journey, for your next dimension, for your next level of consciousness, for your next level of awakening. It can become it can become the very thing that is stuck in your eye. I can't think of the actual term, when Jesus was talking about something being in your own eyesight, and I'll look it up later, y'all, but basically you guys understand what I mean. It's like having something in your eye that you need to pluck out, that you need to take out, and that's the very thing that can be in the way of you not seeing where God is moving you to, guiding you to the next phase of your life. You have to listen, and you have to discern, and you have to be able to trust and let go of what God is telling you to let go of. Keyword, of what God is telling you to let go of. Not your control, not what you think you have to hold on to, but what God is telling you to let go of, right? And so, discerning that is everything, because once again, it is the very thing that is in the way of you seeing the next path, of the continued path, of you hearing what, you know, thus saith the Lord, what Spirit is telling you, of you being an open channel to allowing the divine to work within you. It can be a very unhealthy distraction, that can be in the way of your blessing, in the way of oftentimes God's plan for your life that you cannot see, that simply just requires your faith in God's voice that's guiding you like a shepherd. And so if you have idols or things or a loved one or someone in your life that was supposed to be in there for only for a season, or maybe a certain regimen, or how you used to think or how you used to believe, if you have those former beliefs, or those, that former, that old way in that old chapter that has helped you during that chapter, and God is telling you, you're feeling that tug to release and let that go, I'm here to share with you now that that can become your God, and that can be your own hindrance. You can be in your own way. And how you can be in your own way is by thinking that you have to hold on to an old belief or what got you to where you needed to get, right? So what got you where you needed to get, okay, not the greatest grammar, but you get where I'm coming from, not got, that got you where you needed to get, right? And now you can no longer use that. Because that was for that particular chapter. That was for that particular chapter. And we clap our hands. And we say thanks. And we learn from that chapter. And we move forward. Because if we don't listen, you're too valuable to not listen. You're too valuable to be in tuned. I recognize that. Just recently that my in me obeying the voice of God in recent times of letting go of a particular regimen, I recognize that so much happened right after that. So much, it was like, you know how you play, have you ever stacked, and you know how you use a deck of cards and you're making like a sculpture with those cards, right? And you make this beautiful sculpture with those cards, and you stand back and like, wow, look what I did, right? Or look what God has helped me create. And God is saying, okay, now I need you to just now let that structure go. Let that go, because that was during that season. So you allow it, you release it, and you let it go. You're thankful for it. You're grateful for it. You know, I have learned also to show gratitude to my former self and to recognize that now I'm led by spirit solely. And my old self, my brain, it's like, has so hardwired to wanting to be my old self, because that was how I learned how to survive. So I thought that was my old way of thinking. And God was saying, no. I was so afraid in the very beginning of this journey, of this chapter, that I needed those tools, you know, to really kind of make me feel secure. Or to coddle my fears to help me keep going, because it was definitely new, some would say uncharted territory. Now my spirit knew, my soul knew, but my flesh, the flesh part of me, my mind, that's what needed the help. What, you know, the old ways of how I thought I had to show up. I was so, my identity was so rooted in surviving, so rooted in collecting up all the data and holding this data and making sure I don't forget this data. And if I forget this data, then I'll be doomed. Like so so much of that, so much of that was rooted in my former identity. And so just being highly, highly aware of that and letting that go. This has been such an amazing epiphany journey that I have gone through. I have no problem crying. No problem. No problem expressing my frustration in the moment to God. No problem in sitting still with myself. I have no problem. None. Because I understand that it is the pinnacle. It is the way of for my mental health, for my mind, for me to have a healthy mind. I understand what that requires. And that requires a level of stillness. That requires when I am in the season of rest. And during that season of rest, there's a lot of things that dismantled in me. My old way of thinking is like, it was no more. I can no longer pick up this old way. When God was giving me instructions of what not to do, of how I thought I, what the things that I thought and strategies that I would come up with within myself. And I would just think that I had to come up with these different strategies and plans to make things happen because I was a planner. And, you know, like, I got to make things happen. I got it. And God is like, no, you ain't got nothing. That was the old you. Because you needed to survive. That was the old you. Because that's what you thought was successful. Success was. Now you're being followed by spirit. Strictly by the spirit. And you may have a little tussle. You may have that. But you're solely being guided by the spirit. And being aware of that. Knowing how to shield myself. Knowing when to be aware. I'm telling you, this journey is remarkable. Knowing that it's okay to have mixed emotions. Knowing that. Stillness is everything. How can we move forward with a more place of ease if we are not still? If we are not aware? You know, it requires that. I was such an impulsive person out of fear. I would look for problems always to solve, to make things better. So I thought, out of fear, in fear of something happening, in fear of, all the time. Can you imagine that? But that was just how I thought. Like I said, I had to show up. And so that belief, that core identity that I thought of who was me and my habits and my beliefs of how I thought I had to show up, no longer existed in my new world. In the next phase of my life. And who knew that that was in me holding on to. If I would have held on to that old regimen that I had been doing. You know, like I said, on the journey that helped me lose the weight. That helped me sustain my mind. That helped me have more of a discipline in not following the fear. It was so much that was tied to my obedience. So much that was tied to that. I share with people all the time that this journey was not about weight loss. Even though I had lost a bunch of weight, I'm so grateful. This journey wasn't about that. It was that, yeah, there were physical aspects of seeing myself the way that God saw me. But really, it was just more stepping into this divine light of who I authentically am. God sends people your way to help you grow into that. There are things that God had deposited in my spirit in the very beginning of my journey of what was to take place. And for a very long time, up until now, I thought that I had to really kind of cling on to that for dear life, because I never knew God on and trusted God on that, in that capacity in this life. I was used to pounding by the pavement, hustling, you know, living with anxiety. And God was saying, you're none of those things. So God had called me out and said, you are none of those things. None of those things. And I am getting ready to show you who you really are. Those are the simple words that God has shown me. I think that our time, so just how we view time, is different from how the divine the divine steps out of time. I think it, time, from what I have learned, is that time is oftentimes we put a lot of power and emphasis on time, but really it is our perspective and how we, our perspective of time and how we view it. The energy, the perspective behind time. Because when I thought of time, I thought of time as a place of things are going to run out. We got to hurry up and do it. Fear, fear, fear. Anxiety, anxiety, anxiety. I don't have time to exhale. I don't have time to breathe. I have things that I have to get done because time is running out. So there is such a heavy fear rooted in time. So to be guided, you know, to be guided by the Spirit, to be guided within, to understand the chapter, the flow that you are in. Understanding that is everything. Aligning with what you already know is everything. And I think that that is what the Spirit is leading you to. Aligning with everything that you know from within, to be in alignment with that. There is, you know, specific instructions that I was, you know, given. You don't need to cling on to what I said, or that's what the Spirit told me. You don't need to cling on up from dear, for dear life, or fear that if you let it go, that, you know, you'll go back to your old self. And that was my fear. There is no way that I could go back to my old self, because I've awakened. I've awakened, and those garments are no longer mine. The clothes that I used to wear are no longer mine. The way that I used to think, it no longer is who I am, or who I thought I had to be, more so. That's really it, who I thought I had to be. And the level of mindfulness that took. But I knew that my soul was tied to an agreement that was already made in heaven before I came here. I knew that. It's something I can't really explain. It's something that I know. I believe that is all that I am going to share today. Hoping that this message or anything I said helped you in any way. I would love to hear from you. If you believe that this message is something that someone else needs to hear, I would love if you would share this with others. If this podcast has helped you in any way, if you believe that this will help other people, you know, where they are in their walk, where they are in their life, share it with them. Pass this message to whoever you think will help. I think the more we have more awakened people, that there will be more light in the world. And it starts in the mind, the level of consciousness, and being led by the Spirit of God, and really going easy with yourself. So, thank you guys for tuning in. See you next time. Oh, I forgot to mention, for those of you who, you know, I also help others with one-on-one coaching. I don't coach everyone, but I do help others dismantle their subconscious blocks. So not only, you know, are you able to gather information from listening to the podcast episodes that I share with you for free, if you want personal one-on-one coaching and want to make that investment, and if my work aligns with where you are, you know, if you are called to be my client, then I definitely would love to work with you and see how that goes. So if you want to hop on a discovery call to see how that goes, I'm definitely open for that. I believe my email in the description, and also my calendar where you can schedule a free discovery call to see if I am the coach for you at the season that you are in, or to help you with your continued journey and your further chapter. That's all I have for today, guys. Thank you for tuning in. I love sending so much love into your heart on today and into your spirit. Bye.